With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Israeli military says it's rescued one of the scores of hostages abducted during the October 7th attack by terror group Hamas that ignited the war in Gaza. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports a still image has been made available of a recovering Kaid Farhan El-Qadi.
He is said to be in stable condition. We've only seen a still photo of him, no video. He hasn't spoken publicly yet. He does look very thin after nearly a year in captivity.
Two employees who died after a plane tire exploded at the Atlanta airport have been identified. A medical examiner's office report said the victims were 58-year-old Mirko Marweg and 37-year-old Louis Aldenrondo. The two men were in a maintenance shop at the airport Tuesday morning when a tire exploded. Also at SRNnews.com, joining a growing movement, home improvement chain Lowe's is ditching DEI.
It's scaling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining the ranks of a few other companies who have altered their programs since the end of affirmative action in higher education and amid concerns over some of those policies. In an internal memo, Lowe's executive leadership said the company began reviewing the company's diversity and inclusion programs in July 2023 and has made some changes to ensure the programs are lawful and aligned with its commitment to include everyone. Keith Peters reporting.
Former President Trump says he's reached an agreement with Vice President Kamala Harris related to the September 10th debate in Pennsylvania. In a Truth Social post, Trump said the debate will be held on ABC News. The rules will be the same as the debate with Biden. Former president said it will be a stand-up debate, no opening statement, no notes allowed. This is SRN News. A prominent Christian fights fire with fire.
A growing number of public libraries around the country are hosting Drag Queen Story Hour, during which men dressed as women read picture books to small children. But that means the libraries cannot bar the reading of Christian books to kids, and actor Kirk Cameron is doing just that. He held a story hour at a Virginia public library just outside Washington, D.C. this month, saying it's all part of an effort to spark spiritual revival in the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York judge says he won't force state election officials to tell voters that a proposed anti-discrimination amendment to the state's constitution would enshrine abortion. The decision from state Supreme Court Judge David Weinstein comes in a lawsuit over language voters will see on ballots explaining what the Equal Rights Amendment would do if passed. Democrats pushed the state board of elections to include the words abortion and LGBT. This is SRN News. A slight gain sets a record on Wall Street.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up to another record high in a mixed day of trading for Wall Street. The Dow eked out a gain of just 9 points. That's less than 0.1%. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite also gained 0.2%. The parent company of the Paramount Movie Studio fell more than 7%. That came after Edgar Bronfman Jr., the former head of Warner Music Group, abandoned his bid to buy the company. That cleared the way for another media company, Skydance, to buy Paramount. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 3.83%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A bill allowing illegal immigrants to apply for California's taxpayer-funded first-time homebuyers program, another step closer to becoming law. Tuesday, California lawmakers in the state Senate passed the measure on a 23-11 party line vote. The bill prevents the Housing Finance Authority's Home Purchase Assistance Program from disqualifying applicants. More at SRNnews.com.